a lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Whether you're a Bonnaroo veteran or a first-timer on the farm, there are secrets held in Manchester. Things you should do, things you shouldn't do, an entire episode dedicated to the Bonna-do's and Bonna-don'ts. Have one to add? The What Underscore Podcast on your socials. Brad Steiner, Barry Corder, Lord Taco, back at it with just a few days before Bonnaroo 2022. The What Podcast starts right now. Which bands this year that matter? It's Barry Corder, Lord Taco, Brad Steiner, and a fantastic haircut. Start there. Start with the haircut.
Hey, you're
what?
Me.
What? Is there a delay? Guys? Is my new microphone not working? Guys? Anything?
Working fine. What's wrong?
All right, fine. If you guys don't want to talk about my hair, then that's fine. Oh, so be it.
It looks great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
I'm impressed.
That. I appreciate that. I did it all myself.
I'm really impressed with that microphone.
Oh, you're more impressed with this?
Yeah.
Then you'd be impressed with this. Here, hang on.
Hey,
so
got the jokes.
So I'm happy to see you guys. I'm excited to get going for a episode that I think that we've done in the past. I feel like we've done an episode like this before, but today is a Bonna do and don't. A Bonna do. Or is it do-a-roo or don't-a-roo? Which one's more clever?
Do-do that roo-do.
Don't do it, Roo Roo. It's my rule number one.
Don't do Roo Roo.
I'm ready to get into that,
but I've got a funny story to share too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
It's related.
What happened?
So you remember a couple weeks ago when you were here, we were in my basement and we made some promises to give some stuff away. Mm-hmm. To anybody who would, you know, order a t-shirt, because that's part of what needs to be given away. Well, We got a lovely email request and an order from Madison, and I'm not even going to try to say her last name, but
it's probably Hey Taco. It's probably Smith.
I think it's Hadzika. I mean, we had to say Hadziko, her name a bunch because she was a Patreon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But she lives in Ontario. Very nice person. We did talk to her. So anyway, I finally boxed it up, picked up a bunch of stuff, which I won't share yet because I want her to be somewhat surprised. But you know, there's some CDs, some stuff, some what podcast related stuff. Anyway, boxed it up, and I remembered that I think I sent her something before, and to mail something to Canada, there's a form you have to fill out. So I remember that, but I didn't remember that it was a big deal, just a form that you have to fill out. So I go to the post office this morning, find it, fill it out, feeling pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. But I realize when you write out her email address, you know, it goes across the line and down the line, and I'm thinking, this is going to be an issue.
It's one of those jerseys where the name just sort of like curls around the entire number.
Turn next page. So I'm already thinking, okay. Uh-huh. But there's nobody there, right? So I go to the counter, give this to the guy who's wearing a mask. He's got like this bowl cut. He's kind of strange. I knew I was in trouble when he gets the form and he very slowly looks at it and he takes out his pen, and where I had written my address, Chattanooga, Tennessee, in the zip code, CHATT, he takes his pen and he starts drawing an A, and it's the I mean, it's so small I couldn't even see it. Circle, 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 and then he does an N, and then he does the O. I mean, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to go well. And then he hands it back to me and says, okay, you need to fill out what's in it. And I thought, whatever, I'm just going to make something up. So I wrote down three or four of the things. Then he hands it back and says, you need to write down the quantity of each. Make something else up. And he says, you've got to fill this whole thing out because I have to enter it into the computer. It's going to ask me and it'll kick it out. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And he says, you got to put a value. And I said, it's going to be a made up number. He said, I don't care. I just have to put it in the computer. And you got to understand, I realized pretty quickly that we have a case of somebody who doesn't care talking to somebody who is anal to the, and we were loggerheads, and all of a sudden people start coming in. I'm there 20 minutes with this guy. When he starts entering it, I had to show him my phone to show him how to spell Madison's name because he couldn't read my handwriting, and he's typing it one letter at a time and looking. And people behind me are pretty nice until about minute 20. And then people start saying, I got to be at work in 20 minutes. And I'm, you know, staring the hole through me. It was quite the ordeal. But we ended up getting, oh, that's the other thing. So he finally says, there you go. What kind of, how do you want your receipt? And I said, I don't care. Email is fine. He said, hit that button on the, and guys, I'm not kidding. The most archaic, old enter your email system showed up on the screen, and every time I would hit it with my finger, it would type in two of the wrong letters. So I had to go back.
Marie Kortager.
Pretty much.
Got a brand new email today.
It would beep, you know, and all this, and that's when I could really feel people, and I said, I just, you know, type in something and let's get out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was bad.
So it's fascinating you went through all of this, Barry, because now you know how we feel when you do anything.
Well, I told you. Yeah, it was a case of somebody who doesn't care. Meeting up with somebody who cares too much.
I mean, when was the last time you went to the anybody? When's the last time somebody's gone to the post office? This whole thing seems archaic.
Well, because of you know, these merchandise that we have. I've actually been several times recently.
Yeah.
So,
well, but, well,
I'm
how
sure
much
I'm going again.
But, all right. So this is now what I'm hoping people are like me. I, if you're anything like me, and I pray to God that you're not, you would be requesting everything from Barry's basement right now just to get him back at the post office to stress him out. Like, that's the kind of friend that I am.
Fair enough.
Start making up names right now.
Yeah, make sure it's international.
So getting all of my friends' addresses, everything I can possibly do. Oh, what's that dude we know from Pakistan?
Well, here's, I don't know if you know this, but they can look up the address. So if, like, you go in there and you've got a number off or a street off or it's northeast and not southeast, it'll kick it out. So that's happened to me, too. They'll look and they're like, this doesn't exist. You know, and again, there's people behind me, and I'm, anyway, it's, yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
I knew, like I said, when he started drawing.
Yeah, old man gets out old man.
Old, that's exactly right.
What about Taco? What's Taco been doing?
Pretty much the same thing.
Okay, that I knew that wasn't going to be different.
Let's see. Did you see my free car?
I noticed something about a car, but I mean, look, it's Taco. There's a car thing happening all the time, so I don't know what I'm looking at half the time. So I'm sorry. I didn't put two and two together.
Well, she left it in my driveway for 8 or 9 months, and so now it's mine.
I love how it's just she.
Wow. Someone just forgot? I mean, they just, where did I leave that car?
Uh-huh.
No, she moved out and never came and picked it up, and I would come get it.
I would be considering that back rent.
Yeah, I mean, she owes me storage fees.
Yeah. I mean, she lived there. She lived there I'm surprised she wasn't in the car when you went to drive it away.
That's right. Been using it as her closet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's mine now. I've been.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah. Another car for Lord Taco. I don't know if we talked about this, but I got to interview my best friend in the world, Mr. Wynn Butler from Arcade Fire. That was a highlight of my career. I don't think that Barry would watch it and think it was any good. Because I just sort of fanboyed my way through about 20 minutes. Hey, you remember that time that we hung out?
I saw a few minutes of it.
Hey, you remember that time that we palled around? It was
a little bit. It was a little Chris Farley, but not quite. We didn't quite get that bad.
And then, so the reason I bring that up is because I have to do another one this Thursday, and I really need you guys' help. I am interviewing Måneskin.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And how do you think? Let's just, knowing me the way that you guys know me, what do you think I have so far as preparation is concerned?
I know the first question. What do you think it is? Okay. Russ?
I'm gonna go with none.
No, I'm gonna go with, what do you think of my hair?
Oh. Close. First question I have. So you're a band.
Yeah, am I saying it right, Måneskin?
Yeah, it's gonna be about 8 minutes on makeup. Yeah. I got nothing. I really got nothing. So if you have any ideas for me, please pass along some Måneskin tips.
If Barry will send him a package.
They are from Finland, by the way, or something like that.
Okay. Get an address.
They're Dutch.
Yeah, make sure you address it correctly.
Get an address. And make sure they can write neatly.
Would you guys like some random DVDs of Babe 2?
Yeah, Babe 2. Have you seen that? It's great. I can send you my list of go-to questions when I have an interview with somebody that I have no idea.
Don't do that, because we've asked them on this show before, and I don't want anybody to know.
That's why
go-to.
I said I didn't say them out loud.
I have given up one of your go-to questions. You did. And, you'll have to dig for one. Yeah, your best one. You'll have to go dig for that one. But yeah, I'm hitting the bottom of the Barry barrel when it comes to finding questions to ask, and it's a weird amount of pressure, because I mean, you guys know me. I don't really ever stress. I don't ever really feel pressure. But it's just strange to do this for an entire company. Like, it's here for the entire, you know, billion-dollar brand that I mean, they've entrusted this billion-dollar brand interview with this guy, you know? And I'm this close to making fart jokes every time I turn around and they want me to interview serious artists. This is a very bad idea. It's one thing to do it for a podcast, but for an entire brand and company, this is... They've made some very, very bad decisions.
Well, it's what separates the pros. You'll get there. You'll figure out those go-tos.
Yeah, I don't know. I got that. And then the only other thing I was going to tell you guys, I've totally forgotten. So there you go. Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah, I did it.
Nice.
I did it.
Nice.
See,
that's why you're a pro.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that interesting to begin with. I mean, it's... I did go to a Mets game. I got to meet Mr. and Mrs. Met.
I saw that. Mr. Met, yeah, I saw that picture.
You met the Mets.
I met the Mets. Step right up and make out with
Mrs.
Met.
You had your T-shirt and your hat on. Never knew you to be a Mets fan until, you know, now
what?
I see this picture. No,
really?
I knew you were the Redskins. I didn't know you were a big Mets fan.
Really?
No.
I'm surprised by that, Barry Corder.
No. I just, you know.
Well, I would look to Taco to be my backstop here, but Taco doesn't even know who the Mets are.
You're talking about sports, right?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I'm talking about sports. Yeah.
Right.
This is like him trying to ask me about a carburetor and a Camaro. I have no idea what that is. But yeah, I've been a Mets fan since I was legit 6 years old. And I've told this story before. They had just won the World Series, and my best friend in Little League was a Mets fan. And if anyone ever tells you that they're not a bandwagon fan, and they're true, everybody starts their fandom out as a bandwagon fan. Everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Because you like them for three reasons. One, they just won something. Two, you live near the school or the team. Or three, you like the uniforms. As a child, that's how we all find our fandom, is based on those three things,
sure,
and that is essentially
sure.
what we beat up everybody now about being bandwagon fans. But at the core of us, we're all bandwagon fans.
Sure.
I'm a diehard Mets fan because in 1987, I was six, and my best friend had a love for the Mets, and they had just won something. So there you go. We didn't have a baseball team in D.C., so I had to become a Mets fan.
Yeah, it depends on your age. You know, 1973, I was 10. So, you know, Notre Dame was good. The Dolphins were good. And the Cincinnati Reds were good. So those are my teams.
Bonadoos. And here's what I'm thinking, Taco, is when we go through these, for those people who are watching the video, could you do like a scroll of Bonadoo number one? Blankety blank.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. For those who, you know, want to read along. Because who doesn't love reading in a podcast?
And if you do want to watch this, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes,
you know what?
On YouTube.
It's a great point. You should like and subscribe everywhere. And then if you really, really could do us a solid, rate and review. It's very important to the consequence people. Okay.
By the way, we're very close to our subscriber number. It's very close to the weed number. I don't know if you noticed that.
69?
No, the weed number, that's the sex number.
Oh, it's all the same to me. It's all the same. On what? What is our, on what platform?
On YouTube.
Mm.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Good, that's very nice. I wonder who will be 420.
Who will be the 420th?
Oh, that was the other thing. I can't really talk about it just yet, but I reached out to the Hams kids because I had a interaction with a band that they love a lot. And I haven't followed up with them, but I'm just going to, this is my closed caption message to the Hams kids. You're going to love it. You are going to lose your mind. All right. So Bonnaroo do's and don'ts. So I guess we can go around the room. I've got probably 7 to 8 essential things that I think that either, even if you're a rookie or a veteran, things that you should know, things that you should do or don't do on the farm, some of which you may already do, some things you may already practice. So if you have any that you want to throw our way that we can come back to next week at the @what_podcast on your twits and your grams, I will start with number one, Bonna do or don't. Barry Corder, what is Brad Steiner's absolute number one do not break ever, 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 ever rule of Bonnaroo?
I don't know.
I talk about it every year.
I know.
Barry.
I'm thinking smoking, hair care,
smoking,
bathrooms. Like, well, you have so many issues. Which I don't know where you're going with this. What is your number one?
The biggest rule, that number one rule, Taco. You want to take a stab at it?
Don't bring a hula hoop.
Wow, that's a reach back there.
I do not want... It's fine to bring... Okay, number one rule, no matter what, biggest rule of Bonnaroo, I don't care who you are or how good you think you are, never go hard on Thursday.
Right.
Never go hard on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, and what did I do?
You went hard on Thursday.
We all did that last time.
I did, yeah.
And how'd you feel on Friday? It just ruins the entire weekend. You never get started right. You never ease your way into a weekend where it culminates in a good way. Especially, it screws you if Friday is your day.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, and that is number one. And it definitely should be. And Taco and I were talking a little bit before we got on the air, and I still keep thinking about this whole coming in on Tuesday now, and Wednesday. It almost feels like it's two, maybe even three events. So whereas we always used to say, don't go hard on Thursday.
Now you can't go hard on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday because the thing hadn't even started yet.
I think that the way to think about it is don't go hard on your first night.
But earlier, yeah, just pace yourself.
Even though maybe you get there really, you know, like on Wednesday evening and you're setting up some sort of campsite, I wouldn't go hard on Wednesday. I'd treat it pretty light. Then on Thursday, I would still be light. I would still just ease my way in, because you really, I'm telling you, I think the whole purpose I'm trying to say is you really want to wake up Friday with your best version of yourself.
That's
you
right.
really want all of the energy that you can muster on Friday, because that begins the marathon. And if you're already blistered and getting IV shots, you're screwed. You're screwed.
Yeah. It's going to be in the 90s here this week, and we're a month
out. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
they're talking low 90s here in Tennessee. For those who don't know, we're about an hour away from Manchester. So.
Oh, my God. It's going to be into the hundreds or in May.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my gonna God.
It's going to be warm.
Has anyone started looking at the long-range forecast yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
Because you never know, but it's going to be hot. I mean, we know it's going to be
hot. Yeah, it's going to change 50 million times before then.
I know. Right.
Long-range forecast, useless.
I kind of like it. It makes me feel a little comforted, even though it's total bullshit.
Okay. Let's look it up.
It's sort of like horoscopes. I still read them. No, they're bullshit. Yeah.
What's it going to be? But yeah, definitely pace yourself. I agree. That should be number one.
All right, Barry Corder, your rule number one. Bonna do, bonna don't.
Start hydrating now. Start hydrating now. Don't wait.
I would almost say, if you want to start hydrating, also start working out.
Start walking.
Walking. Do some back bends. Build up some core strength if you can like muster that in the next 2 weeks. It would really. I got made fun of so bad a couple of years ago, and I'm like, I should start working out for Bonnaroo.
No, I have. No, there's no question. It's a lot of walking. You're gonna do a lot of walking, and you're
What's
gonna
your
do
average
a lot
steps
of
every day? How many steps you get a day?
Now it's not fair.
But what is your average for, like, you know, in 2019? What was your average?
Well, I'll put it this way.
Do you get to three digits?
I did the other day. My wife works at a district, and she comes home and she's like, I did 12,000 steps today. And I said, oh, let's look at mine. I think I hit 200. But I've been working from home, so, you know, it's not fair. But it's low, which is scary, given, you know, going to Bonnaroo.
Cause I'm averaging, this is going to blow your mind, since moving to New York, I'm averaging 17,000 steps a day.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Wow.
And I think a lot of it's just me like roaming around the office, to be honest with you. And just like the hidden steps, like walking a couple of blocks to lunch and coming back, you know.
That's a
lot. Steps you don't really think about.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that start exercising, start hydrating, and start thinking about that along those lines, you know, taking care of yourself.
Taco, bona do, bona don't, number one.
You know, every year there's somebody that does this. They get their wristband in the mail and they're so excited. They just go ahead and put it on and tighten it up. And then they figure out you can't loosen it to get it off.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one. That's a great one.
Don't put it on until you're in line.
Yeah.
And you're it doesn't unloosen or doesn't loosen. It only goes one way.
The point is it's just going to get tighter.
Yep.
It will just get tighter.
And
I will say it wasn't a Bonnaroo, but it was some festival and I can't remember what it was. I had a straight up panic attack because the damn thing got so tight. I just had to, you know, I cut it and I had to spend the next 2 hours trying to get a new one, and it's not easy, and they don't make it easy for a reason. They don't want you doing it.
Yeah, that's
weird.
They're not happy.
It's weird that is your number one bona do, bona don't, considering my number one do or don't for Lord Taco is the same every year, and yet you break it every year.
I'm going
guess. Hard?
No. Well, in one way or the other, yeah, you know what I mean.
Saw that coming.
You and Brian Stone
don't follow my two biggest rules.
No.
Don't hook up at Bonnaroo. It's just so
break it
gross.
Well, I mean, look at that guy. He can't help it.
I know. My number two, do or don't. Bring stupid. Don't be stupid. So, every year at Camp Nut Butter, I purposefully try to bring something a little bit more stupid than the year before. And it just makes camp more fun. Whether it's an outfit that is really stupid, bring it. If it's something for camp that's really stupid, bring it. Don't bring food, bring stupid. Just don't be stupid. Don't be the stupid guy who's causing all the problems, who's starting a fire, who's, you know, doing karaoke at 4 a.m. Also, by the way, bring stupid, just not the karaoke machine. Keep the karaoke machine at home. It's the only thing I'd say don't bring. Don't bring the karaoke machine. So we started with, if you don't know Camp Nut Butter, it all started because we were all, you know, just camping with each other, and I hated it, frankly. I absolutely hated the camping experience. I didn't want anything to do with it. So if I wanted to be in this place that I love so much, listening to all these bands that I love so much, I had to figure out a way to make this work for me. So I pitched to everybody at the campsite, hey, why don't we get some carpet and some sofas and a bigger tent? And they all looked at me like I was insane. I was ridiculed. I mean, laughed out of the entire festival. Until the next year, when I brought 700 square feet of carpeting, a giant 20 by 20 wedding tent, all of the creature comforts, the chaise lounge, the chest of drawers, the sofa. When I started bringing all that, the coffee table. What did all of you say? You all said, this is so stupid. Why would you ever do this? This is not camping, man. What is it? And then what do all of you love 10 years later, 15 years later?
We still make fun of you and think you're stupid. That's never going to change. But yeah, we appreciate, or most of them probably do, that you bring all of that. My problem is that it's become my problem.
Yeah, it's your job now. Yeah, it's Dad's job. No,
yeah. Hey, Barry, come by and get the carpet and the chair and taco. Yeah,
Guess who has the couch? Yeah. Me. So guess who's got to bring the couch?
Me. So then the next year after that, I decided, why don't we make this Disney World and really make this thing goofy? So that's when I got everybody's giant head made into a cartoon. We blew it up and we put it on sticks all around the campsite. And not only that, but I made a Twister board with everybody's cartoon head on Twister. So we had Camp Nut Butter Twister. Then we created a giant lit marquee that you could walk under that was solar powered. So at night it would flash at you. Yards and yards and yards and yards of white picket fencing to put around the entire thing. We've got a long, you know, row. What is that thing that it's like something from a wedding that you brought one year, Barry. That's our,
yeah.
It's our,
I never our, can think of what, it's I like, don't, not too old, but yeah.
And then so year after year,
it's a lace runner. Yeah.
Like yes. A runway. Yeah. Runner.
It's a runway. And so every year we just keep adding stupid to this. A couple of years ago, we added a mailbox, a giant Camp Nut Butter mailbox that we nailed into the ground, and we put a recorder inside of the mailbox so that anybody that opened it will leave us a voice message on it.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the kind of... We then realized that everybody at camp loves Bloody Marys. So we have a tent just dedicated to Bloody Marys because they get sticky and dirty, and we want to keep that over there. Mm-hmm. Then we have a tent that's just for a kitchen. There was one year that we only had a tent just for the podcast. Taco shows up. He's got the bus. Yep. It really is a goofy experience, but the more fun and stupider you make it, I promise you, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, which kind of goes along with my next one, which would be plan, but don't overplan, which sounds contrary to what you just were saying, but it's the same thing. I know early on, 07, 08, 09, even when I was going by myself, I was panicked about, it was like I was going to the moon or something. You know, I felt like I had to bring everything with me for every instance and every emergency and every situation. And partly because of hooking up with you guys and then Camp Nut Butter, figure out who you're going with. If you're going with people, figure out what each can contribute.
Yeah, know your role. Find
know
roles.
Your role. Yeah, you know, not everybody has to bring the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the Bloody Mary tent. I mean, I think we all, you know, pitched in and brought something and thought about it. And somebody had the tent, somebody had a table, you know, that kind of thing. You don't have to. You don't have to go buy everything all at once. And if you're coming by yourself, you know,
make friends, plan on making friends, you'll be fine. Talk to the person next to you. Actually, you know what you should do? Just find the people with the really cool setup and just link onto them. Yeah. Just grab them and don't let them go. Preferably some sort of brewery that's set up because they're the ones that are going to have all the fun booths.
Bring something that can, you know, introduce you to as being a good neighbor. You know, whether it's brewery from where you're from or food item, whatever. But worry about the hydration, worry about comfort, worry about your tent, your air mattress, those sorts of things. But don't worry about feeling like you have to bring everything.
I feel like to that point, I mean, it lends into another thing that you talk about all the time. Let the schedule be a guide, not gospel.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want the schedule to be just an outline of what your day might be. You might find one artist that you absolutely have to see. I wouldn't do any more than that. I wouldn't overcommit yourself to more than 2-3 bands a day, tops, that you absolutely have to see, because you're just going to keep yourself from experiencing things that are happening all around you that you, you know, not necessarily as important as seeing, you know, Doja Cat again.
Yeah. I want to hear Taco's next one, but then I want to ask him a question related. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. What's your next one?
I mean, probably it's in line with what y'all said. I mean, make friends with your neighbors early. I would say bring, you know, a lot of people will bring, you know, cards or stickers or little trinkets to hand out. Mm. If you can come up with something... that when you meet somebody, you give them a little something, you know, and maybe you exchange stickers or cards or, you know, little figures or something. Just that makes it more fun when you meet people, and you know, you get to take something back with you, and just makes it more memorable.
To that point, I'm glad you brought that up. Years ago, yeah, I took everybody's giant cartoon head on a stick and made stickers.
You could then
take the sticker and place it around camps. You could take it to town, bring it to town, and paint your city with your Bonnaroo sticker. I love that idea, Taco. I really do love that idea.
Yeah, and along those lines, it's part of why I ask is you started in 18, right, Russ? So you're the you're the newcomer in this trio. Brad and I are both
I am
07,
the newest
08.
One.
So you and you're probably the most social in that you've probably made the most friends because of the festival. I mean, I know Brad and I have, but I mean, you've made friends that you speak to pretty regularly, right? Because of this podcast and because of Bonnaroo. So that's another thing I guess I would say to people is you're going to meet
those,
a lot of
those friend tentacles. They extend into regular life throughout the whole year. Taco's credit to that.
Yep.
Yeah, I've made a ton of friends that I talk to nearly on an everyday basis now because of Bonnaroo, because of the show.
Yeah, so come with that open mind, ready to make friends. Don't worry about coming alone, I guess would be my don't in that regard. We know lots of people that come from all over the country by themselves who have a great time.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned don't let the schedule be your gospel, let it be your guide. I will say two things. One, let the phone go. And two, make the schedule, take a picture of it, and make it your home screen each day when you wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I read this tip, and I don't remember where it was years ago, but boy, that saved so much battery on my phone. If you got an external, that's really nice, but it's so good to just like pop the home screen on and be like, oh, look, okay, what do I have? It's so much easier. It cuts down so much time, and you don't have to, you know, carry around a stupid laminated schedule like Brian Stone does every year, which is always wrong.
It's always wrong. Yeah, that the phone is another good one. Yeah, put it down. Don't come thinking your phone is gonna be your lifeline like it is probably every other day of the year. It's not gonna work. You're not gonna be able to text your friends. You're not gonna be able to keep up with your group via phone. Because the service
Barry,
is just so bad.
I will say the year that the attendance was really bad, phone worked perfect.
It could be good this year. It could be very good this year.
What
but
do you
don't
mean, Barry?
Don't count on it. Yeah, don't count on the. Well, don't count on your phone. Like I said, being your lifeline, like we're all have become accustomed to, and really you don't want to enjoy the. Enjoy what's there.
All right, Lord Taco, you're next. Another one.
Barry, you thought you said you had a question for me, or?
Oh, you answered. I was asking about the being open to meeting new people and basically just being ready for that, I guess. The other part of the question was how much did you and do you ask other people? I mean, you're in the bus, you camp all the time, you camp pretty much every week, so camping is nothing new for you, but what are the things you've learned in the two or three that you've been there that maybe you're different, that you would tell people that are coming to camp that are different than, you know, they're going to go to the lake over the weekend?
Right. Well, you know, like we said, make friends with your neighbors. Do that early. Do that as soon as you are setting up, because chances are you're going to forget something and you might have to ask, hey, you know, I need to borrow something. Or they're going to forget something and they're going to ask you. And then once you're friends, it's nice to just know that somebody's around. Like if they're back at camp and you're at the show, they're going to keep an eye on your campsite, you know, just in case something happens. So
or
neighbors and
or in Taco or Brian's case, you might end up sleeping with them.
Maybe they have a better air mattress than you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I came back and Taco's bus is on two wheels.
Wow.
What the hell is going on?
I got the queen size air mattress. let me jump in. The other, because you making friends is also familiarize yourself with where you are. Get your landmarks and get them, pay real attention to them, because the place looks a whole lot different at night than it does during the day.
Yes, it does.
That's so true. Because as a guy who got lost his first year at Bonnaroo, it was the worst feeling in my world. Now, worst feeling in the world. Now it's a little different. I mean, they've got things a lot more lit and, you know, much more put together with the signage. And but boy, that those first couple of years where you had, if you took a, let's put it this way, if you took a wrong turn, you were walking for half an hour. Because there was no signage, you had no idea where you were going, and if you were coming back blistered, you had no idea where you were going. And well, I got so lost one night, I was literally thought I was in the opening scene of Lean on Me. I was so scared for my life. I was like, "What is happening around me?" Oh, it was awful.
Yeah, but that's what I mean by get good landmarks. Like, don't go with the gray Honda, you know.
Yeah,
turn left at the gray Honda, because there's going to be more than one gray Honda.
I wonder if that's even a thing anymore, Barry. I don't know if you really need those, because if you go out into center or into GA, there's flags everywhere, there's spotlights everywhere.
There are, but that's what I'm saying. If you don't pay attention to, like you know, you remember the year the girls got so high or whatever they were, and they finally came up and they noticed our camp. And how many people did we have come up and say thank you guys for the marquee and the signs, because that's what we use as our landmark,
which is sad because back where we camp there's only two roads.
But when it got dark it could look strange. So that's
a little strange
point. Yeah, so pay good attention to some sort of landmark that's gonna look the same no matter what time of day, or you know, how altered you are.
My next Bonna do, Bonna don't. It's along the lines of making friends. Do something nice for someone every day. It doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be, but just one nice thing a day. The karma that you put into the farm will come back to you in ways that you've never expected. Yeah. So just pass it along, and maybe buy the spicy pie for the guy behind you just once. Maybe
there you go.
You know, give the guy some batteries who might need it. You know, anything that helps your fellow Ruvian just one time a day, it's going to come back to you twofold.
Somebody looks like they're struggling a little bit, or lost, or lonely, or whatever.
Check on
just
somebody.
Speak, yeah. Check on them. Don't walk over. Don't step over. Check on them, and that's a great point. And I think, especially if this is your first time, I really think you'll find that's the code. That's part of the code, and it's real, and it's why we have a podcast. It's why we talk about this year round. That's a very real thing, and it's pretty cool. I leave there every year thinking, why can't everything be like this? Just be nice, you know. Yeah. Just be nice.
I mean, especially in the world that we're in today. I mean, every day is just more shitty news over and over and over. This is the one place that we come to that is just 4, 5, 6, 7. We hope 8 days. That's just not shitty.
Yeah,
you know that we're not just totally encompassed with bad news and terrible headlines. We get a few days of being totally good to each other in an idealistic world. Do something nice for somebody if you can every day.
That's a great point. Let me go back to the schedule. That's a great point. The schedule hopefully will come out.
I don't mean to interrupt. Barry, we are 37, 38 minutes in. Taco has not opened one PBR yet.
That's a great point. Are you okay?
What has happened here?
Are you okay?
Speaking of
checking on somebody,
I'll go get one.
All right, should we all pause and go get a?
You want to take a PBR break?
Let's go get a sip.
That's funny. Okay. You know, Brad was just talking about having a wellness check on somebody, and there he just
I'm trying
did
to
it.
Do something nice for somebody.
You're trying to look out for me, and well, I am getting
wellness
a little
check on Taco.
Yeah.
All right. Be right back. Welcome back to the What Podcast.
Yeah, we're back. And we're back.
It is an episode dedicated to the do's and don'ts of Bonnaroo for those that are new to the festival. This is a good starting place for those who have been to the festival as Bonnaroo veterans. Maybe it's a good refresher time as you start to pack your gear, double check your stuff, give it that once over before it goes in the car. This is it. We're going to try to do our best. If there's anything we miss, let us know the What Underscore Podcast on the gram and the twits. Russ,
you want to hear the?
I'm ready.
You want to hear the greatest sound in the world?
I'm ready.
Oh, that was a good one.
It's very loud. That was a good
one.
All right, cheers. Here we go. I got this new. All these new Brooklyn and New York breweries I'm trying. This is a Sloop Super Soft. Sloop Super Soft.
A what?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, no, yeah. It doesn't. That's something you'll never taste.
Did it win a blue ribbon?
Not yet. Just wait.
Not yet. Okay.
I was going to say about the schedule.
Your ex.
It should be coming out here soon. It's.
If it hasn't already, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to do it. It's always fun. Take it, make your list, study it. I mean, that's it, what we're all going to do for the next 4 weeks is we're going to try to make a schedule that we want to see. Have fun with that. Do it. I think it helps get in your head what's going on. But like Brad said, you're never going to do it. So have fun with it, but don't marry yourself to it.
Go see something that's not on your list.
Absolutely. Plan for that.
Go see something that's not on your list. Mm-hmm.
Plan for that. That should be everyone's goal. Everyone's goal should be to leave there with at least one or more act that you had no idea, never heard of, that you now love. That, to me, is a successful. You know, the seeing a favorite act and it blowing your mind is great, and that does happen, but for me, it's coming away with new favorites. Mm.
Next up, Taco, you got another one?
I would say now, I mean, we're what, 30 days right now away? Mm-hmm. Now is the time to start, not necessarily packing, but you need to have a spot in your house to throw Bonnaroo stuff. Mm. Start getting it out, especially if you haven't been in a couple of years, you might need to search your house for all of your camping stuff, all your supplies, and you're going to think of stuff in the middle of the day and be like, oh, I need to grab that. Just go ahead and throw it in the pile so that it's all there to put in the car.
It's a great point, because schedule day was always the day, Barry, that we would all get together. That would be the day we brought Camp Nut Butter together for the first time in 35 days. Everybody would get together. We'd have a meeting. We'd go through the stuff that we wanted to see, and then we'd all say, okay, what do we have left? What is our stuff like? Does everybody still have blank? Do you still have blank? This is the time to not only check your stuff, but check it on your other camp members' stuff and to see what they have and just coalesce around what you need, what you don't need. And again, you know what you don't need? Dry ice. Stop with the dry ice. And frankly, you don't need food. You need basic food stuff. You need sandwich stuff. You need, bars and quick fuel, but you do not need a grill. You do not need massive amounts of food. The food there is world class. You do not need food.
Right.
Yep. That was my biggest mistake the first year, because I've gone camping and I'm used to bringing my own food because, you're out in the woods. So I packed as if I'm going out in the woods to be alone.
That's right.
And I brought all this food to prep, eggs and, burgers and stuff. And I threw it all away because, even if you're like, oh, I'm hungry, I should make something.
You don't have time for it.
Right. Oh, but this vendor over here is really good. I can just go over here.
Plus, again, you do not have time unless it's really early in the morning or really late at night. You will not have time to make food. What a waste of time to sit there and try and... One guy did come one year and make us, like, eggs one morning.
Eggs Benedict.
And that was fine. That was adorable and cute, but I don't want to do that every day.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. And to Taco's point about find a place in your house, put everything, because, I mean... How many times have we left there with like a tent pole that broke, that we forgot about?
Well, currently, if anyone's listened to any of these other shows, Barry's currently in his Bonnaroo room. Everything down there has just been thrown there at some point. It's pretty like much. In previous Bonnaroos.
Pretty much. And when I come home, I try to pack it as if, you know.
You're about to leave again.
Yeah, because I don't want to try to rely on my brain to remember, oh, that tent pole is broken, or I need to replace that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, go ahead and assemble your tent, your easy up, whatever you got, just to make sure everything's there and that it's not broken.
You don't want to get there and find out the rats have eaten it, or you forgot something, or it's dry rotted, or...
By the way, I didn't really realize that was a thing. Barry, rats ate through my tent. We were gonna have to buy a whole new tent this year.
Yeah, it happens.
But
moths, dry rot, whatever.
But turns out we will not need to buy a new tent because of the Bonnaroo donated tents to New Orleans. There were extras left over.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you, Bonnaroo.
So, yeah, I always put my tent up the week of and pack it. And, I pretty much keep my stuff in the, you know, it's ready to go. Like, it's a go bag type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Plan for those extra days this year. That's something that's going to be a little bit different for veterans, especially those of us that are thinking about going that Tuesday or Wednesday. There's so many different events planned out in the plazas and whatever. Those to me are the things that I can't quite wrap my head around how it's going to change the function of the of the week.
Yeah, you of know? Your just day-to-day yep. operation.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good point, too. Plan on doing something out in the campgrounds one day because there's so much
Well, that's
stuff.
Where everybody is, Docco.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I mean, like, no, there's actual events happening, like... You could miss them if you're in Centeru all the time.
Right. Mm.
There's where in the woods. There's something at every single plaza. There's, you know, pop-up shows. There's stuff going on that... there's the bear exchange. We haven't even talked about
they're
the bear exchange.
They're trading bears?
Doing that again.
Bears. The beer.
Yeah.
The bears.
Oh, beers. Got it. Can we be honest, though? If I would have said that, you guys would have annihilated me. If I would have said... Go out to the camp, general admission at one time. Come on, guys. You guys.
Well, all of us, for sure.
You ripped me apart.
Yeah, it was never on our radar. So, yeah.
I agree. It really is. And by the way, the beer exchange is really fun. Just, be aggressive at that beer exchange because people get way too nice. And they are. I was way too nice that first year. I wish I would have really been more aggressive. I'd like to get into like the self-care section of the do's and the don'ts. I've got a few self-care tips from the biggest diva in the history of Bonnaroo campers. I don't know if you in your life know anybody that does yoga or is a health coach or likes voodoo medicine, but I know a lot of it sounds like bullshit. But I'm going to change your Bonnaroo life for a second. The minute that the wife brought this item to camp, it changed my entire Bonnaroo existence. Let me introduce you to what is called a yoga wheel. Now, I know this wheel looks like just a random, ridiculous thing. But if you learn how to use it, you roll on it the middle of the night... when you get out of bed because bed is stiff, the air mattress is not working, maybe you didn't sleep so well, you get on this yoga wheel and everything changes. I say this to you, if you hear nothing more that I say for the rest of time, do the yoga wheel. Find a space in your car for the yoga wheel because if you get your back on this, if you have a tiny bit of back problem, right? If your back hurts just a little bit, roll on the yoga wheel, everything changes. I can't stress this enough.
Along those lines, dress for comfort. Dress for the heat, dress for dust, dress for dirt. Bring comfortable shoes, comfortable clothes. Don't dress thinking, you know, for style. Don't worry.
I don't actually agree with that, Barry. I'm going to push back on that because I think that if you want to show up and know what you're getting into wearing something ridiculous like, I don't know, Taco's Tyrannosaurus Rex costume, I think
oh,
it would
no,
be
fun. No.
I think it'd be fun, but you just got to know what you're getting yourself into.
No, I guess what I'm thinking is the first couple of years, the Tevas, everything that you read was wear sandals with straps because when you step in a mud puddle, your shoe's going to come off or your sandal's going to come off and you'll never get it back. So, I mean, I did all that and I didn't want to ruin like good tennis shoes. And then after about the third or fourth year, I thought, I'm bringing my good tennis shoes and I'm going to be comfortable walking and, you know, just don't step in a mud puddle or whatever. That's part of what I'm talking about.
And, I tell you what me and Nick Turner do.
If you want to, wear angel wings and dinosaur costumes, whatever.
This is what me and Nick Turner realized a few years ago. Men's shoes are pretty inexpensive. You can get a $50 pair of Vans and get the insoles put in them, and you've got a pair of shoes that if they get destroyed at Bonnaroo, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Even Nick bought a brand new pair of Vans, and this idiot decided to get stark white Vans just so that he could see how disgusting they would be by Sunday, and they were horrid. Horrid. So if you're going to spend money on something, knowing that you're probably never going to use it again, buy a mid-range pair of Vans, get the insoles, and just prepare for them to not come back with you.
No, that's a good point. Which one of you is running a vacuum cleaner all of a sudden?
Somebody's mowing in 90-degree heat.
I guess to amend what I said, don't, you know, buy $400 shoes because they're comfortable, because you might step in a mud puddle or a dust, but plan on walking and dress accordingly, I guess, and plan on being hot and dress accordingly.
The other self care piece that I'd give you, I know this sounds weird, but I have a big problem breathing when it gets hot. It is Taco. Taco, you've got a neighbor doing some yard work, buddy. So I know this sounds crazy, but it gets really hot and I have a tough time breathing when it's hot. So we bring essential oils, peppermint, breathe oil, if you know doTERRA. Like, peppermint oil is fantastic, not just to put under your nose or your chest to help you breathe, but boy, you put some of those drops on an ice cold towel, that you've dipped the towel and then put the drops in the towel and then wrap that around your neck. Whew.
Yeah, it's nice.
Your body temperature changes by 10 degrees, it feels like.
It's nice, for sure.
All right, speaking of dressing for the heat, you want to hear? I've got the forecast pulled up for the month. Do you want to hear?
The whole month, I'm ready.
What it says right now.
Amen.
Well,
can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead, guess.
High of 92, chance of showers 20%.
And not quite 92. The highest it gets is 87 on Saturday. Like 82, 84, 87, pretty much
bad.
the whole week. Not
Take
too
that.
Bad.
It's not bad.
The lows is like 63, 64.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up, Taco. It gets cold at night. It gets very cold at night. Prepare to bring hoodies, a blanket to sleep under that's going to be warm. I know it takes up a lot of space, but
dinosaur onesie?
It really will freeze you out at night. It is super, super cold, especially when the wind starts moving through the farm. During a show.
Moisture on the ground because you're sleeping on the ground. It didn't used to, but the last 10 or 8 or 9 years, it's gotten really cold.
I mean, I've been so unprepared for the cold that I have left shows in the middle of it at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because it's just too damn cold.
Yeah, sure. I agree. Yeah, plan for that. Plan for rain, you know, bring a poncho, whatever, something you can carry with you and have with you. Along those lines, don't bring a lot to carry, especially if you're going to go, you know, into Centaroo. I mean, you can bring it for your camp, but it's a pretty good ways. I know where they're going to have jam tracks and all that, and hopefully they figure that
out.
Also,
they're going to search it. They'll search whatever you bring.
Well, but I'm just saying, you don't want to have something you're going to have to carry around for 7-8 hours or more.
All right.
Well, you might consider getting a locker in Centaroo because you can rent them for I don't know how much, but you know, then you just throw all your stuff in there for the weekend.
That's an option.
You know, Lord Taco, yet again, our connection to the common man.
He does that.
I had no idea about the lockers. I had no idea.
We got a locker at Shaky Knees.
Did you really? How much did it cost you?
It was, I don't remember, but it was worth every penny. It was, you know, $20 or $30.
Holy shit. Did you have it the whole weekend, or is that per day?
No, it was the whole weekend, and, okay. and we split it. I mean, yeah, if you've got a friend, I mean, you can easily split a locker and just put your blankets or jackets or whatever you got.
There you go.
And then it also comes with a phone charger. You get a battery pack to charge your phone.
Whoa. You get to keep the battery pack, or does it stay with them?
You give them a $10 deposit, and then when you return the battery, you get your $10 back.
Nice. Got it. I didn't know that. That's really clever.
Well, and hopefully they do that at Bonnaroo too, because it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. It's the same people. Yeah, they're going to do it.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
My third self-care tip, yes, baby powder works. It is one of the most emasculating things that I've ever done in my life, because once you do it, here's the thing about baby powder, is that there's no escaping the fact that everyone knows you just powdered yourself. There's no way around it. And, like, you can't just, like, subtly go behind a tree or into your thing and powder where you need to go. No, because there's no easy way to get it right into the thing. So it just becomes a big ball
of stuff. Right.
And you look like a gymnast getting on the pole vault where you know, and get everywhere. It is a lifesaver. It is an absolute lifesaver. And it's one of these things where if somebody could invent a baby powder thing, and maybe somebody knows the answer to this, but if somebody could invent a baby powder thing that didn't have all of the, you know, cloudiness to it, I need it in this city so bad. I mean, I have already in this city multiple times been like, ooh, I need to... Just take a. Let me side saddle this seat for a second.
Nice. That's a good tip, though. Yeah. Again, plan for comfort.
I actually have one more. Another crazy self-care tip. And I know this one's going to be batshit crazy, but just give it a try before you go there. Maybe you don't like them, but it's worth a try. The wife turned me on to. I had this. So when I was a kid, I was convinced that I had an invention that was going to change the world, and that was Netflix. It did. But my other invention, I did. I had. I had
was
this
a
invention.
Moped. I invented a moped when I was 7. I really did.
I really think that every kid has got the invention that's going to change the world. Every kid's got one. You can ask any 9-year-old right now. They've got some sort of batshit crazy idea that Elon Musk will have in 15 years, and all of us are like, why in the hell didn't we do that?
Yeah.
So this was mine when I was a kid. I hated as a kid brushing my teeth. I always said, why can't I just take a pill and pop it into my mouth and boom, have my teeth brushed? Done. Should be much easier than this. Well, I said that in passing one day, and Hillary goes, you mean like these? And handed me a jar full of toothpaste tablets. Toothpaste tablets. It's a real thing. You take the toothpaste tablet, you pop it in your mouth, you swish it around for about 90 seconds to 2 minutes, you spit, or you can swallow it. You spit it out, you rinse it out with water, your mouth, game changer. Game changer. If I've had a bad day, I pop in a tablet. I'm just walking around the office. I don't have to brush. I do carry a toothpaste and toothbrush in my work bag, but the toothpaste tablets are so much easier. They're so much more convenient. Nice. And if you are somebody like a Russ or a Brian who is going to risk it with hooking up at Bonnaroo, even though I'm telling you not to do it, use the toothpaste tablets. Better than mouthwash.
My other one, and I've said this every year, is don't bring ice. You know, bring your cooler. Go and buy a case of bottled water and freeze it and use that as the ice in your cooler. It doesn't get sloshy. It doesn't make your food wet, and it's drinkable. Mm. So that's the best tip that I ever got. They stay frozen till almost the end, And so on Sunday, I'm drinking ice cold water. You know, I mean, I hate the plastic and what all that's doing, but as far as convenience, that's been a good one for me.
Does Taco have any more health, self-care tips before we get to our last one? I know this is not your department.
I'm probably the last person to give self-care tips. So, no, I think you covered it.
All right. My final one, and I know not everybody agrees with me on this, and it's a little bit harder to pull off in GA, but if you can, I think that there's not a better feeling on that farm than a late night shower.
Oh, absolutely.
The 2 a.m. shower, there is nothing that feels better than going to sleep clean. Cleanish. There's nothing better than that feeling. I absolutely am obsessed with that 2 a.m., 3 a.m. shower. Actually, I don't care how late it is. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. The later, the better. Plus, the rush in the morning is... Who wants to deal with that?
It's a good one. Also, along those lines, bring water and actual soap. I remember first couple of years, I just used like hand sanitizers. Made the mistake of leaving the camp and stopping at that gas station across the way there and washed my hands.
For somebody who doesn't know, how do you transport your soap?
I bar soap in a plastic.
I understand, but what if you drop the bar soap? That's a goner. Never picking that thing back up.
Well, I don't drop the soap, Brad. I learned that at, you know, boys' school.
Boys' school.
Yeah. Don't drop the soap.
Boys' school. I never enrolled in boys' school. So
you never went to boys' school?
School with boys.
That sounds like the place you do drop the soap. Barry?
I mean, no, I never had that issue, Brad. But don't just rely on hand sanitizers. Soap and
water. This is where I would think I like having a friend in the hotel industry, because I like having the teeny tiny little soaps that I can carry, and something were to happen, I can just run right through it. I bring like 10 of them.
I mean,
I'll tell you what I got. I've got the little soap dispenser, little squeeze bottle with a suction cup on the side. So you get in the shower, you don't have a place to set it down, you stick it to the wall and it stays there.
Okay, there you go. See?
Yeah, but in those Bonnaroo showers, I don't think you need the suction cup for stuff to stick on the side.
You know, you can, and I've heard other people, I think Sharla on the Real Rubus, they've been talking some of these tips, and they made a lot of sense of this. Start now. Start now buying your stuff, you know, some of your toiletries and whatnot, rather than wait till the day, you know, the weekend of or whatever, and spend.
Yeah, but I'm having a really hard time with this sticking something to the side of the shower and the Bonnaroo thing. This is really getting very. Yeah. Have you seen some of the things that are on the side of that wall?
Yeah.
No, I try not to.
Honestly, you know what? Oh my God, I just got a great idea. I would totally bring, before I got into that shower, what is that spray bottle of like clean the shower thing? I would bring that and just start spraying the thing down just so I'd feel a little bit better about myself.
Yeah.
Why not just spray yourself with it and skip the shower?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
But you can get a lot of you can start buying now, you know, your Walmarts and your dollar stores have, you know, the travel size shampoos and soaps and all those things. Start buying them now. You don't obviously not gonna buy your food, perishable foods and stuff right now, but start getting that so you're not hit with a big ticket, you know, big cost all at once.
Somebody on Twitter, somebody asked me about hair care tips. First off, I have none to share because it always looks perfect. Secondly, what I have noticed is that it is better for me, truly, to not wash my hair, because if you're a guy like me who wants it, you know, Barry can get out of the shower and it's just there. I take a little bit, it needs a little bit of work, right? And I'm very particular. What I found is that I can't get the heat to relent enough for my hair to do what I want it to do. So it's better that I just don't wash it, which makes the showering process so much easier. I'm not carrying around a whole bunch of shampoo, but in a pinch, shampoo is an easy soap. If you really need to, they when Aveda was the big sponsor, I mean, I had dropped the soap and it was a goner. So I just loaded up on a whole bunch of Aveda shampoo and used that.
You'll never make it in boys' school.
I'm disappointed, Dad, so bad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Hey, Brad, I could see him with a bag of like 10 soaps. Well, that one's gone, but gotta get another one. gotta bring
disappointed. Disappointed my whole family. All right. Oh, the last thing that I had for you, and it's because we've tried this at our camp, and I'm willing to be, I'm willing to have my mind change. But Barry Corder, Lord Taco, what are your thoughts on the disposable camera?
It was a good idea. It was a fun idea. It didn't work.
Doesn't work
for whatever
doesn't
reason.
Work.
Yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't work, and it's so expensive. It is so expensive. So here's our experience with the throwaway camera, the disposable camera. Great theory, fantastic. The Polaroids work better. If you're willing to spend the money on one of these things, the Polaroid things work a lot better. In fact, I've got one around here somewhere because you know we had a Polaroid at camp one time. But the disposable cameras, the problem is you're never going to get enough light. And the times that you're using them, they just don't work like you remember them working. You can point them at things, but you're not taking a picture of anything. And that's just not what I remembered happening back in the day when I had a disposable camera. I thought that I was always taking these perfect pictures. But we did this. We must have had 12 of them. 12, 35 pictures a piece. I mean, we had 300 pictures. Five of them were usable.
Yeah.
Five.
It felt a little, I mean, it felt a little like you were asking somebody to not work, but plan, you know, like you had to carry it around. You had to have it with you when the right moment, or you had to intentionally go out to look for pictures. It was a great idea.
Well, I mean, that wasn't what I wanted. I wanted you to, when the moment struck, you just
hit a
thing.
I'm not being ugly about it. It just, you know, it's typical of me with a camera. It's like I never have I have my phone, which has a camera, but you know, it's, you never have it when the perfect picture is available, or now you got to care. Anyway, it was a great idea, but yeah, you're right. I think we got three pictures.
Yeah, it was terrible. Man, I don't even know where they are anymore.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure there's more. Let us know the @_podcast on the Twits and the Instagrams, or I don't even know if we have a Facebook, but let us know. Let us know some of yours, or even the whatpodcast.com and drop it in the comments. So,
I know you do mention the hair care tip. Somebody did say they'd love for us to do Bonner Roulette. We would love to do it, but it's kind of hard to do with the copyright laws anymore. So,
yeah, also remotely.
One of my favorite bits.
Yeah, remotely, yeah. It's pretty difficult. The last time we did it, we were all together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun with Taco and his sound effects. But anyway. All right,
you guys are the best. If you think of anything else, let us know. Anything else before we go?
Yeah, dropping a shout out to Rubus. They're having their Wednesday night pre-party out at the bus. They're having Flip Turn is the band.
I'm a bigger fan of Turn Flip.
Should also thank Consequence again for letting us be a part of the Consequence Podcast Network.
Are they going to be there?
Yeah, that's a great question. We haven't even talked with them about plans.
And we got to talk to Alex Consequence. I'm sure he's got an idea or two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right, guys. You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you next week. The What Podcast. Love you. Bye. Hello there, friend. This is Brad Steiner.
I'm Barry Corder.
After you check out the latest episode of the What Podcast, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including
Rootsland. It's an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica.
Or Kyle Meredith With, where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands, hosted by our guy, Kyle Meredith. New episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.